about Trinity.
Okay.
Why do everyone seem to accept it when the word Trinity is not found in the Bible?
Why do people accept the teaching of the Trinity even though the word is not found in the Bible?
Right. And where does the word come from?
Well, the word Trinity comes from the word tri. It's where you get tricycle as three wheels. Tri means three. And the word Trinity, it's simply talking about deity and triune. It's a combination, tri-entity. And it's talking about the three entities that make up the God, the one God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And, of course, you have in Genesis where God said, let us make man in our image. Their God is singular, but he's speaking of himself in plural. You've got, of course, at the baptism of Jesus, where God the Father is in heaven. He says, this is my beloved Son. God the Son is in the water. God the Spirit is descending. Jesus said the church is to baptize in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The teaching of one God who is made up of three persons is very biblical. You know what confuses people, Elijah, is that in English, we think of the number one as numerical. In Hebrew, one did not always mean numerical. It often simply meant unity. A man and woman get married, and what do they become, Elijah?
They become one flesh.
But they're still two people.
Right.
That's why Jesus said to the 12 apostles, Father, I pray they might be one.
As so we
don't
are
let,
one.
Right. So don't let the word one confuse you. A lot of people just get real bent out of shape. They say, and we're teaching polytheism and... Isn't that what that is, where you have worship many gods? But we worship one God. Moses said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. But Moses is also the one who wrote, God said, let us go down and confound their languages. Let us. Mm-hmm. So God is more than one person, obviously.
So that's why Jesus said, I and my Father are one.
Exactly. They're united in their purpose of saving man. But they're obviously two different people, because there he is on earth praying to his Father in heaven. Was Jesus a ventriloquist? Was he schizophrenic? Of course not. He was talking to his Father, and his Father would answer him in the New Testament. You'd hear the disciples said, we heard the Father answer him in the Gospel of John.
Okay.